All the biggest hits. Yeah. All day long.
And the biggest guests. You know what it is. Weeknights with Callum Gallagher.
New singer-songwriter that I'm sure you're going to be hearing a lot of. This is Tom Walker, everybody.
Yes, how's it going? You all right, Callum?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
So your new single is out and you've written it with a guy who is no stranger to working with some stars. Steve Mack, who has got his finger in just about every single pie.
Every song in the charts.
Oh man, he's worked with everybody. He's worked with Ed Sheeran, One Direction, Jason, Emily Sandy, just everybody.
Yeah,
is this the first time that you've worked with a guy?
I've worked with him twice, but that was the first song that we did together. Yeah, and he's fantastic. He's really, really good, really easy to work with, dead nice guy, and very, very, very talented.
So did you text him, or did he text you, or...?
Well, actually, the label got us together, and, you know, just for a little day to see how it was going to go, and then that was you know, the new single, Leave a Light On, is the first thing that we came up with, so it went very well.
Original and best is the, what is it, Iron Brew used that slogan, I think?
Yeah. Well, great slogan, great drink.
What's the track about, then?
It's about a friend of mine who kind of... got himself in a bit of a bad way and kind of like dropped off the map for a bit, and I just wanted to write a song for like my mates and my family and anybody in my life, really, saying, you know, if things are going off the rail, just let me know what's going on, give us a call, and don't feel, you know, don't run away, don't feel ashamed about the situation. So, and also I'd lost like a family member at the time, so I kind of, it was the two things together, everything was going wrong for me and for a mate of mine. I just kind of wanted to, you know, writing songs is a bit of a therapy, so ended up just writing that with Steve.
It is a big emotional track.
Exactly. I went in with him for the first day and then probably just, you know, spent that day making him really depressed. So,
Listen, they say that like some of the best songs come out of heart and all that, so...
Absolutely. Have you ever been to an Adele concert? I mean, I went to see her at Glasgow and spent the whole time like crying and hugging all my friends. It was great.
How is it being home in Glasgow?
It was so, so good. It was such a great gig. I was kind of, I got a flu the first day of the tour, so my voice, I don't know if you can hear, is a bit croaky, but I just managed to absolutely, you know, get that one going and smashed it out of the park in terms of, like, not me, but the audience were just, like, so on point. It was such a great gig, so, yeah, I really enjoyed it.
So I said being home there, and people will be hearing your voice going, he doesn't sound Scottish, but...
No, see, right, okay, so I do speak in a Scottish accent to my mum and my dad.
But do I'm you? Yeah. All right, give us your best Scottish accent.
Oh, I can just start talking to you in Scottish if that makes it better, but it's a bit of a weird one to do halfway through a radio interview, is it not?
I love that!
Yeah.
So you just like live half your life as this other Scottish person.
Yeah, so halfway through the gig, I just randomly went into English halfway through the gig and everyone was just looking at me and I was like, why am I getting so many funny looks at the moment? It's because I went into a Scottish accent. So there we go, halfway through the interview, I'm Scottish person now.
So... how do you speak normally?
No, they're both real. I was born in Scotland and my parents are like the most Glaswegian people you've ever met. So I just switch accents. I must have gone to school and been like, oh, that sounds different, man. And then just, I don't think about it. It just happens. It's really strange.
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, it's so
talent.
Funny because like we always, you know, everybody in the band, the first time they like they met me, I'd call my mum or I'd call my dad at some point and just turn into a Scottish person like without noticing. I wouldn't have told them about it. And then they'd just be looking at me like, this guy's crazy. What have we signed ourselves up to here? This is totally nuts. So, yeah, it's a bit of a strange one.
At least you've got a cool party trick.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Plus, if I ever get in, you know, if anybody's having a go at me, I can just, you know, go straight to Glaswegian and they'll probably back out of the
So, did you move to Manchester early on in your life? Was that like a family move, was it, that made you go down there?
Yeah, my parents moved for work, so I was 3.5 years old when I moved. So it was really, really super young. I could probably barely talk at the time, to be fair. And
just ready to adopt any accent.
You know, I'm a lizard. I blend into my environment. So what can I say?
You've been quite lucky, actually. You got to support the script out in America recently. How was that?
Yeah, that was absolutely incredible. It was really, really cool.
Did they ask you to try an Irish accent at any point?
No, they definitely did not. But they were very Irish. It's one of those where you really have to, you know, you have to concentrate to know what's going on. But no, they're absolutely lovely. And we ended up doing 7,000 miles across America in the back of a Chevy Suburban and did 16 dates with the script. So Yeah, it was absolutely surreal. I mean, we drove from New York to LA, which is literally the length of America, and I didn't get to like see each individual city because obviously you're doing gigs and then getting in the car, and the days off in quote marks were 700-mile drives. But it was one of those where like in one state it was 30 degrees, and then like halfway through the journey we were somewhere where it was -4 and it was snowing. So I saw like every aspect of like America. I can see why if you live there you probably wouldn't be so inclined to go to Europe or whatever, because you've got every continent in America.
Yeah, you know? Or you can come to Scotland and you get that in 1 week.
Exactly, yeah, skiing holiday.
Before you go, Tom, I want to play Screenshot Roulette with you. We've been doing this on the show for the past few weeks, and it involves this roulette wheel here and your screenshots folder.
Oh, right, okay, well, I turned my phone off before, so let me turn it back on, because obviously I got a text.
Halfway through the interview.
Yeah, exactly, and I didn't put my phone on flight mode, or even on silent, because I'm an absolute professional. Right, okay.
All right, okay, so we're going to chuck a ball on, and whichever number comes out, you need to count back from your last screenshot.
Right, okay. I've got a screenshot for that. I don't know if I do.
Well, you're in Android territory now, so I don't know. Can't help you. I know, exactly.
Oh, yeah, I do. Okay, all right.
All right, here we go. Let's chuck on.
Right. Oh, I'm getting loads of text now.
Right, here it goes.
Okay.
All right, it's number 15.
Okay, right. It is a screenshot. It's a screenshot.
That's more like it.
Of Rita Ora wearing a full Burberry outfit.
You like that, did you?
I saw the other day. No, I thought it was a bit crazy, to be honest. Like, it's her in like a Burberry shorts and kind of like shirt with a Burberry hat on.
Scottish inspired, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could definitely wear
that. That's her dress for a night out in Glasgow.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, there you go.
Listen, Tom, thank you so much for playing along.
No worries, thank you so much for having me.
Before you go, any plans for an album?
Yeah, the album's coming. I've done 4 tracks off it recently, and I'm working with a couple of different producers. One of the guys I'm working with is called Jim Abyss, and he's absolutely amazing. So,
What's his name again?
Jim Abyss. He did like the first Arctic Monkeys album. He did a couple of Adele's albums.
All right.
And yeah, he's got like a proper wicked studio.
Are you going to come and see us on tour once that's out?
I'm coming back to Scotland in March, so if anybody wants to look out for dates, just check out my website, which is iamtomwalker.com.
Sweet, man. Thank you so much for coming in to chat to us.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
It's Tom Walker, everybody.
Cheers.
Listen live every Sunday to Thursday evening.